This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that, your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Hello, friends. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast. Mondays are always weird. I'll be the first to admit it. It's tough to kind of navigate this, you know. Staff meeting is done at 11:30. Dogs immediately want to go outside. Take the dogs for the walk. That takes 20, 25. They go potty. I realize just as Bruce is going number two, I don't have any of these bags on me. You know, these bags that you pick up the poo-poo with, So then I'm like looking around, seeing if anybody's watching because I'm going to leave it there. The plan is then get home, get these bags, and then go back to where it happened. Go back to the scene of the crime. 10 more steps. O'Neill does the same thing. Oh, kind of like making sure no one's looking. Get home. Get the bags. Jump in the truck. Drive to my neighbor's. Clean up the mess. Get home. Then there was a couple other things that got me distracted. Here I sit. So glad you are here. Sorry for my time away. Glad to be back. Chris says, how was taco nappy poo? I didn't need one. And I don't know if I'm going to today, but I don't ever like to commit to not taking a nap. Because quite often I'll just kind of wander in there and be like, eh. I know, it's a tough life. I will never, ever, ever complain about like the job. Because to sit here and basically be an asshole for a handful of hours, I don't really, this is not like a grind. I mean, I can say I'm grinding it out, but come on now. I think everybody that has a job that they hate would gladly change spots with me. I never lose sight of that. I never take this stuff for granted. It's truly a blessing. These suggestions are coming in hot and heavy about Kenny and yet another amazing love connection. And I'm here for all of that. Tomorrow, the whole week is wacky, but I'm seriously considering a full week of broadcast. Tomorrow for sure. I'm going back to the original for one day only time of 8 a.m. on the free podcast. Do that free podcast like normal. 10 a.m. I start the radio show. It's just flip-flopped. No big deal. Then you go, and then I'll do the Patreon, and then I'm going to call it a day. And I said to Pooh Bear, I go, I might even do some type of Christmas extravaganza. because there is literally nothing going on. We were given the news about the original plan that Pooh Bear made. That was shot down because of various family-related logistics. So we're not actually celebrating Christmas until Saturday. Linda says, where are Kenny and our newest audience member, Slav Down Under, who is in the wonderful community of Tasmania? Chris says they're getting lost in the sauce in the DMs. Yeah, I think Slav was getting kind of annoyed with me trying to talk up Kenny like that. But knowing that Slav is a female, according to what Slav said on the show, we can only imagine that Kenny has emptied out his savings account and sent it along to Slav in another amazing love bomb. Jeremy says Kenny's out buying her a car for Christmas. Linda says, I think she was rolling with it pretty well. She was. She seems to be quite a spirit, and that's always fantastic. That's just the type of thing, though, that is going to stoke his fire. You know? I mean, it isn't always that that those things are taken that way. And he was all butthurt when, with Dana Bentz, when he was like acting like a jackass and everybody's trying to tell him to settle down. He's like, oh, babe, all I did was told her she'd go to Pretty Smile. It's like, yeah, people don't do that. Not like that. Not so suddenly. I don't want to open up that can of worms again. I mean, I do, but it's like, yeah, whatever. I want to go over the great food giveaway. For those of you that don't know, all of that money that we raised for the great food giveaway, and thanks to the coordinated efforts of boots on the ground, people like Megan and the folks over at Irvine's, Mike Ball and his son Evan, this thing was pulled off along with the army of volunteers. You all made this happen. So people who were donating, the army of volunteers, the crew at Irvine's, Mike and Evan, I mean, absolutely outstanding. Had Mike not done all the boots on the ground stuff to undo the catastrophe that fuckface Nate at the Jennison Meyer caused everybody, then we'd have been in deep, deep shit. But there we are, day of, per usual, 1 hour before, Mike's there rolling up in his fucking trailer with his son, and then we started boxing up the food. We had to clear a little bit of snow and get it out in front of the road. Now, cars were rolling in early. We had one particular person who got there like 2 to 3 hours early. That's how early. And I kind of expected this based on the amount of phone calls that rolled into Irvine's as we started to talk about the great food giveaway. And then once the Fox 17 story hit, that kind of put it on another level, and the calls from that point were really hot and heavy. In case you missed this, here's some of the snapshots. This is from one of the vehicles that the folks at the Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance brought, you know, an entire vehicle full of pet food. And there was more where that came from. Here we are. This is the group. You got Ryan, Maureen, Pooh Bear, Kuipers, Mike Ball, Evan Ball. I'm not sure who is behind Pooh Bear. I can't really tell. Megan's sister, Ashley. I believe. Jamie, that's Megan's mom. Ashley and Megan's mom. And then dumbass me. That shovel was my friend. Over here, you see that car with the lights on? That's guy number one. More pet food. The crew getting ready to pass out the food at 3 p.m. sharp. An example, this is probably 1 hour before we got started. Now, this is both good news and bad news. It's good news because people like are getting the message and the word is spreading either amongst themselves or hearing about it on TV or maybe even the podcast. I don't know. This is obviously a niche show. Not everybody pays attention to this, but it doesn't matter as long as they find out. So, you know, in the past, there was always the concern about we don't want to be left, you know, waiting for people to come by here. And the first one or two of these events, we had to drag people off the street to give away the food. In fact, as far back, we get into Great Food Giveaway number 3, which we had 200 meals, and it was probably a little bit too much for where we were in the timeline of Great Food Giveaway when it comes to awareness of the event. And we got to a point in that event that we're like, oh, God, who do we give this food to? Time is like starting to get dark. Thankfully, some churches came by, and we stocked their food pantries with the food. So it all worked out. But still, not everybody knew about it. Last year was pretty busy. Okay. But I remember running out with 100 meals quite quickly. And we're like, oh, next year we got to up it. So we went up to 150. And we could have easily have gone to 250. So it took us 90 minutes to give away 150 meals. By the time the event started, it's safe to say that we had 150 cars, or damn near 150 cars. It was also there were people that were like starting to think it was a traffic jam and they had to get in line. You know, people who are just motorists. So I don't know. There might have to be some more logistic planning. That's all boring talk that we got to take care of between me and the members of the board. To figure out the right way to do this. Because I don't want to slow down the traffic. I don't want people to get stuck in the traffic. That's one thing. I don't think that's that big of a deal. But we got to figure out a couple other things about how to give it away in a quicker fashion. Because I think with the three stops between sanitary napkins or feminine hygiene products, pet food, people food, it could have moved quicker. And not a huge deal by any stretch. But my God, so that's good. The bad is that need is outrageously high. There is a huge need, and a lot of people were really, really dependent upon the Great Food Giveaway, and they are really dependent, and that's something. So thank God we've got Megan there, because she is probably the most suited to take care of when we have a bit of something odd. All right. And that is, occasionally you'll have people in the Great Food Giveaway who they might think that, I think that there was some controversy because people had called to Megan's and there was a talk of like whether or not if you're, let's say there was a car, could a car get more than one meal? All right. And so when that happened, there were people who showed up and they thought they were going to get more than one meal. And we couldn't do that because of the amount of cars. So some people actually got pissed. In fact, a lot of people, there was a lot of conversation from people in the cars that were just downright pissed off and dare I say rude. And I hate that, but it is what it is. Some folks were a little bit like upset about that and, you know, kind of a little bit too much to handle. We had one lady that was like, yeah, hey, can I get a second meal? No, you can't. And she goes, well, we got two families in here, or three families in here. What are we going to do? We said, well, we don't know what to tell you. We got only this much food, and we've got all the cars are accounted for. Have a Merry Christmas. And the lady says, well, I won't now. So it is weird. And that makes it weird. But our crew just kind of stayed positive and didn't really engage in that. So that's outstanding. All we can do is offer that to the community. And occasionally you'll get people that are going to kind of make it wonky. And but we did all we could. We did the best we could with what we had. Yes, that was an executive decision to not give away more than one meal per car, but that was because we had so many people there. You know, there's not like a playbook where we can know exactly how many cars are going to be there. So thank God Megan was there, because I would have probably have told those people, hey, go fuck yourself. Aha, you're poor. Get the fuck out and don't come back. But there was none of that. In fact, I didn't say a word. And that's good. I wasn't anywhere near where that was happening. I was preoccupied with shoveling snow just to keep my hands busy. Tyler says, I mean, I was thinking that to myself just now, LOL. Yeah, that's fair. Linda says Eric moved a lot of water. Yeah, well, Mike Ball was complaining that there was water like on the side of the street. So I was like, well, all right. So he showed me how to do it. Matt says, can we add poor people to the asshole list along with veterans and wheelchair people? Well, there's many more than that. Veterans, assholes. People in wheelchairs, assholes. The blind, assholes. And the poor, assholes. Without a doubt. Teachers, yes. Yeah, I'm sick and tired of all those groups bullying the rest of us so that we have to do whatever they want because, yeah, I need my school supplies. Jeremy says, asshole today. People who complain they're not getting enough free food. Like I said, it's a damn good thing Megan was there. Because if that would have been me, I said, hey, asshole. You just waited in this line 2 hours. You could have made three times the money to buy this food and crack if you worked. Beat it. Linda says, U of M fans, assholes. It's a pretty good list we have there. All of those people have to work hard to be off of the asshole list. You have to have about 25 positive interactions with someone who's impoverished to outweigh one bad interaction with the same person, same type of person. All right. I don't really know if there was any other highlights from the event. It all went off pretty well. To the group that volunteered your time, I appreciate you very much. This, as I said in my Facebook post, this event was driven by the idea to do this, which I did not come up with. All I did was mention that someone, Denny Porter, wanted to give away free food. And then you all just kind of like encouraged me to actually go with it. And so I was like, well, sounds good. If you say so, I believe that you would be able to pull that off. And you did for that great food giveaway, number one, and the subsequent ones that followed. Never did I have a doubt that we would not raise the money. And once that was done, Megan volunteered the location. And the rest is history, you know. The great food giveaway with the assistance of Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance, Fox 17 promoting it. I mean, seriously. Absolutely outstanding. Appreciate you very much. And all those volunteers who helped make it happen. Just it kind of just happens. and everybody seems to have a good time. I knew that I was in trouble. I was podcasting yesterday on Carl from Who Are These Podcast Show with Christian Blatt. And I was doing the show, and then I immediately, that started at 1 p.m. Shortly after 1 p.m., I start getting text messages from people saying, you're fucked. The Lions are beating the shit out of the Bears. And I was like, well, that's good. That actually makes me very happy. Before I get to that, though, Kenny has checked in. And he says that at our newest audience member, Slav from Down Under, does have a sexy accent, implying that a phone call has already happened. Chris says, LOL, Kenny with the flying elbow. Chris asks, did you all get to talk? How sweet would that be if you actually spoke to each other? Then Slav says some nice things about your old pal EZ. I appreciate that. I like you more without the wig. Your hair is silky smooth, but not as good as my Merkin. Okay, now, I think I know what that is. And that's very funny. Kenny wants to check my map of Tasmania. That might be code for something. So, I don't know. I'm starting to feel like this, more of this little spark going on between these two. So, I don't know. Maybe. I don't want to say too much. I feel like I've already said enough. And I'll let these two people are, I mean, I know Kenny is quite a romantic, if you will. I wouldn't be surprised at the very least. At the very least, a nice friendship. And let's be honest here. If you get on Kenny's good side, you got a friend for life. I mean, Kenny's a ride or die with everybody except me. He blocked me on Facebook. Or unfriended me on Facebook. Slav says it's not a spark, it's a bushfire. Well, okay. You know, that's tremendous. And there actually, I guess, was a conversation between these two on Discord. I don't know how you do that, but I guess that actually happened. There's also various other comments, like Tyler quoting Kenny saying, hey, mate, let's just see. I made a trip down under during your meeting. Yeah, right. Bob says, hey, mate, how about I be the dingo and dad for JJ be the baby? Know what I mean? Hey, mate. Man, Dingo caught a baby. Ow! All right. Enough of this nonsense. From the actual Detroit Lions game. Yeah, the other day. This was a play where the Lions in white for this week. Goff acted like he fell and fumbled the ball. Gibbs throws himself on the ground to maybe sell it a little bit more. Next thing you know, Goff is throwing a touchdown pass.
A Gibbs stumbled after taking the snap, but it doesn't matter. Connects with LaPorta for a Lions touchdown.
You can actually hear the Lions going, fumble, 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 to sell it.
Even when something goes wrong. A Gibbs stumbled after taking the snap, but it doesn't matter. Connects with LaPorta.
That was big.
Stats. Critical. Great job, St. Brown.
This is Dan Campbell after the game. I know everybody loves to hear Dan Campbell talk. I know I do.
Great job. Great job. Here's what's crazy is at some point we're going to look back and say, man, we just got 13 wins, franchise record, Detroit Lions, never done this before in the history of this franchise. We're going to be able to look back and say that, but not yet. Not yet, because you know what we got to do next week? We got to win, man. We got to win. But you know what we said? Play Detroit Lions football. We did that and get the W. You guys did that. And we may roll it all the way down the table just like this. You find a way to win the game. And we found a way to win the game. We lean on each other and we use all parts. All right? That's a good job, man. I got one game ball. I don't even know the stats. Critical. Great job, yes, St. Brown. No, it's you. Here we go.
Waymo. All right, so that was big. And I don't know that they're going to win the next two. I would guess that they will not. In fact, I'm just going to tell you right now. This was a huge win for them. But they're going to lose next week. It's going to be too much. And then they're going to lose to the Vikings. So I'm on the bandwagon. I love them. But this was a fluke. This is not happening next week. And then in the playoffs, after they lose the division to the Vikings, they're going to lose in the first round. I still stand by that. Tyler says they'll beat San Francisco. Minnesota will be a challenge. I'm sorry to break the news to all of you, but as great as that win was the other day, it is over for them. Mark my words. I was wrong once. Big deal. I won't make that mistake again. Detroit loses next week, and you all know it. Deep down inside, you know it. You're just silly children who won't admit it when the logic is trying to sway you in the appropriate direction. Chris D, why are you not subscribed to this show? All right. But it was great. I love that. And that actually did happen where I found out as I was walking into the arena last night for the hockey game. That not only would Darren McCarty be there, but Detroit Lions former All-Pro kicker, MVP of the Pro Bowl, and Super Bowl champion, Eddie Murray was there. Now, Eddie's an older cat. He's old school Lions. He's back when I was a kid, Detroit Lions. 80 to like 92. He's an older cat now. He's 68 years old. He is part of the administration of a great organization known as Hope Network. And Darren McCarty is also a celebrity ambassador for Hope Network. And it was Hope Network night at the arena. So we play the hockey game. Hope Network is there. And then we auction off the jerseys after the Grand Rapids Griffins hockey jerseys in the style of the Detroit Lions jersey. So that's a pretty sweet jersey. So they were going for big bucks. They look great. And I was the auctioneer, and I've known Darren for quite some time, and I see him, and he's always very touchy-feely, gives me a big hug, nice guy, always loved him, and pleasure to know him. Smelled like weed. Matt says, was Hope Network there because you have cancer? No. But then Diana says, you won't believe it, that asshole did. And I don't even know that that's happening. I'm auctioning off the jerseys. And she goes, he fucking said publicly that the Lions aren't going to win another game. And Eddie Murray's disgusted with that. He's like, what? Why would he do that? And Darren's like, oh, I'm going to kick his fucking ass. Holy shit. So there, I'm thinking that I'm making a good impression, you know, especially on Eddie Murray. This is a guy whose poster I used to have hanging in my fucking bedroom. And I'm standing next to him. And Darren comes up and he goes, oh, what the fuck? After the auction is over. I can't believe you said the Lions are going to lose. They're not going to win anymore. What the fuck is wrong with you? Oh, God. And I go, how did you find this out? Because I know you don't listen to me. It's your wife. Like, what are you doing? Well, it's bullshit. I can't believe it. So now everybody's out. Everybody's against me, including all of you pricks. Pooh Bear, are you here? Come on, stick your head in and say hi. Who? Stick your head in.
I saw you with your angry elf head, huh?
Yeah.
What are these friends?
So you got to get a little lower so that the logo's not covering you. I was telling them about you informing Darren about the Lions not winning any more games.
Yeah, I did. I told
him. Can you get close for a second? What was that? How did that conversation come about? I mean, were you discussing anything with him prior to that?
Yeah, I just asked him how his ride over was, and he said it was great. And then he said something about somebody Miller, Dan Miller.
The play-by-play guy for the Lions.
He was listening to Dan Miller and the Lions, and great game or whatever. And I said, yeah, well, Ding Dong over there said they weren't going to win another game.
How did he react to that?
He shook his head and said, that's why he should keep his day job.
Did you smell marijuana?
I did.
Chris says, hi, Diana. Did you honk at that car last week? There's a conspiracy against you.
No.
Nobody believes you, by the way.
I honked my horn, and you said it didn't sound the same.
Yeah, that one didn't, but even Avery and Sarah Rukruk Roosh said that they actually called you a liar.
Well, Sarah Rukruk Roosh kissed my white butt.
Okay, are you taking Bruce? Okay, the other two are downstairs. You might want to let them out. Oh, you did? Okay. Okay. Thanks, bye. Queen of the Forest. Amy says Diana is so teeny weeny. Yeah, I know it. She's a spinner.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
She's 4'11". Little. All right. What else? Oh, God. Fucking A. Actually, I don't have this ready to go right now, but there is a... I'll share it with you on the Patreon. But Mike Pellerito... one of my moles on the Castaways United page sent me a clip. And you remember how we were disgusted that Pellerito raided the Great Food Giveaway last year, dressed up as Santa. We had given away the food, and he's still directing people over to where we are. And people are coming thinking that they're going to get free food. We had no more food to give away. He had been stalking out, which is par for the course, the ladies that were at the corner directing traffic, telling them to come down and get the free food, which we didn't have any need for that this year because the cars were all lined up. But we didn't want him showing up again to do that because, A, it's creepy, and, B, we don't want anybody at the corner to do that in case we don't have any food. And, you know, he's subscribed to my Patreon under a fake name. He watches this show or listens to it with a fake name. So he pays attention to everything we do. It's been nonstop for years now. He's never gotten over the fact that we actually begged him to stop being part of the show because he's so goddamn creepy. And all of those sick, disgusting, toothless fucks are. Okay? I actually said, get out and don't come back. And then leading up to the great food giveaway, we knew this would happen. He tries to circumvent everybody and reaches out to Sarah Rukruk-Roosh and creepily annoys her. She reports to me. I tell the story. He sends her a fucking hate email. And here we sit, leading up to the great food giveaway. He does not show up this year to the great food giveaway. However, he got in a Santa suit and put the camera on him with a guitar and like is strumming the guitar and singing some weird song way off key. Sounds like fuck. It sounds all twisted and weird and just real odd shit. And then takes that video and posts it to Castaways United, which is my former page that fat ass Andrea runs, along with Lonely Nick and Pellerito. Posts it to there and writes the caption, "Creepy Santa Claus not wanted at Great Food Giveaway." Now, what the fuck? That just goes to show you, he's never going to get over it. He's a goddamn fucking weirdo. And the best thing that ever happened was the day that I banned them from being part of the show. Nobody wants to see them. Nobody wants to hear them. Holy shit, can you believe this? So I'm going to get that video, and on Patreon, we will review Pellerito's latest crazy, attention-grabbing, narcissistic, pile-of-shit moment. He's a goddamn psycho, and I'm just so glad he is not involved with any of this. My God. Chris says you have to be on meth for it to be funny, I bet. And he seems to think that he can sing. Wait until you hear how off it is. It's like, ugh, what is going on? He is just a strange, strange dude. Should have listened to my brain 9 years ago when he was crying on the other side of the glass at the hockey game. I should have said, yeah, don't talk to this guy. This guy's trouble. Holy shit. All right. Buy your weed from Green Medicine Shop in Greenville, Michigan. The website is thegreenmedicineshop.com. Recreational cannabis can be purchased there as of October. So 21 and up for your recreational cannabis. If you're under 21, 18 to 21, you can purchase cannabis with a med card. And you can get that on their website, thegreenmedicineshop.com. I'm so happy for these folks because in their little community of Greenville, Michigan, they weren't allowed to sell recreational cannabis because of some stupid ordinance. They finally changed that. So now they have the full complement of products that can be sold that the rest of the state has been selling. You made it. Congrats to you. So if you enjoy cannabis in all of its different forms, go to thegreenmedicineshop.com. I realize you could go to a shop near you, and this is no doubt off of the beaten path for a lot of you. Please make a trip. If you're in the area, please buy your cannabis from the Green Medicine Shop and tell them that I sent you. Frank Fuss is the insurance guru for this show. Guru for this show, I should say. He can help you with healthcare.com or Medicare or any type of social security planning. He's also an expert on life insurance. Frank can help you out. To get started, go to buyinsurancehere.com. That is buyinsurancehere.com. When it comes to haircuts, I go to King's Room Barbershop. How do you think I get my hair to look this good? I can't do this. They have to cut my hair like this and teach me how to style my hair. All right. Kingsroom.net, three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. Thank you to King's Room Barbershop. Online at kingsroom.net. I'm going to take a quick break, go potty, and come back with more of this show. So you just sit tight, talk amongst yourselves, maybe a little flirty between the New Zealander and the hillbilly. And away we go. Question from the audience. Does ZZ or anyone here have a PPO against Stalkerito? No, not yet. It's been discussed. Two people in particular. John and Jennison. Actually, three. John and Jennison. Pellerito, Mike, not Joe. And Boring Dean. That's next. All right. I talked with you last week about Free Beer and his sniffing on the microphone for the great food for the holiday break-ins. And we took bets as to how many sniffs the Burn King would have. I have still probably about an hour left to listen to it, to the holiday break-ins, which, make no mistake, that's outstanding. I love that. You cannot say anything bad about the charity. It's the grandstanding that I don't like. In particular, the fake crying and the sniffing on the microphone to illustrate the crying, even though there's no real crying going on. I've seen it. I've watched it. I see how Greg works. Tophus said seven sniffs. Packer for Fun said four. Kenny said eight. Linda said five. Chris said 11. Rich had 11. Jeremy, 12. Amy, eight. Kuiper's 14. Bob, 13. Let's see. Rebecca has nine. Chris K has nine. David has 10. There were some others. Those are all decent guesses. But I am going to right now, because I have this, I've been keeping track on my note taker. When I listen, I've been listening to that actual episode of how many sniffs. And by the way, Slav is not going to know what any of that it is I'm talking about on this portion of the show. And that's normal because you don't have the background here. But you will figure it out over time. Anything that you're not sure of, it's like kind of like jumping into a show in the middle of a season. If you have questions, don't hesitate to ask them. All right. Let's take a count so far. Here's the count. By the way, all of the guesses I've looked at are way under. Not even one has half. Even the highest number, I think it was 14, is not even close. With over an hour remaining to listen, there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Right now, I am at 30 sniffs. So when I make this super cut, we're probably going to have closer to about 40 or 50 of free beer. And some of them are so calculated. He just waits until there's silence and then he'll go. And he is the only person that weeps in the entire show. There's one moment that Dumlin, Maitland starts to talk and she's reading her story, which they have to fabricate the story. They have to change all the details. Okay? So you might have a family that is like late on one credit card payment, but the story you're going to hear is that everybody in the family is dead, you know, with unbelievable hardship to give you, you know, all without, so that now the names are changed, you know, all that stuff is changed. You have to, because they're trying to keep the people's identity, like from you finding out who it is, in case you know who it is. So you have to kind of figure out what is actually happening there. Like there was one moment in Kelly's break in, and this actually happened. You can listen to it. She was describing the person who was the recipient of her break in. And in doing so, she said, yes, she is a top level social worker. And she said on the radio that the average social worker makes $400 a week. And I thought to myself, that doesn't sound right. Because that's $20,800 a year. So I looked it up. The average social worker makes $67,000 a year. She tried to say on the radio that her recipient makes $20,800 a year to support her and her five kids. That's a lie. She lied on the radio. So, I mean, take it with a huge grain of salt, which all of that fabrication makes the idea that Greg is sitting there sniffing like a four-year-old that much more ridiculous. Great that these people are having this happen. I support the charity. I think it's great. But how they present it and how they trick every single one of you into believing something that isn't quite what it seems. Really? Social workers make $20,800 a year. Yeah, I don't believe that. That's bullshit. She's lying to you. Chris says, I wish they kept their identity secret instead of circle jerking over how great they are for doing something kind. This shouldn't even be talked about on the radio like this. It's horrible. And then when we started doing the break-ins, we weren't supposed to have any like sponsors tied to it. Right now, if you were to listen to that right now, it's a commercial for Talsma Furniture. It's a local furniture company. And obviously, this is a huge advertising opportunity. That's what this is all about. I mean, don't think for a second that it's just to give shit away to people. I mean, come on now. Tyler says, it really sounded like when Kelly said it, social workers only make $400 a week. Thank you for that. No, I mean, if you were to listen to the holiday break-in and count how many times Talsma Furniture is mentioned, it's thousands of dollars in marketing is what's going into that. So they should give the furniture away for free. They're getting thousands of dollars in marketing coming their way with the holiday break-in. That you could base an entire year's ad budget on this one event if you wanted to. So all I'm telling you is follow the money. And don't believe everything you hear. Bob says, pretty sure a certain Honda dealer was also a sponsor. Yeah, I talked to them about that. I'm like, I go, what are you doing? Yeah, it's for a good cause. Yeah, I know. I know it is. But you could also just give the money away. You could also just donate to a charity. Why do you have to do it on that show? Fucking bullshit. I should make it a stipulation. You see the problem with Sarah, why they're not on my show right now? The guy that runs that joint, I forgot his name. Now, Thad's awesome. I love Thad. But Thad's boss is an asshole. That's the problem. And as soon as he either retires or dies, that's how long it's going to take before I'm on Sarah Honda again. A fucking idiot. Can't stand that guy. It's a fucking dick. All right. Let's see. I have got to cover this story. I don't have a ton of time to get into it, but I'm going to try. Okay, we all knew, even you MAGA scum that are enjoying the show, that Matt Gaetz was a piece of shit. Honestly, look at his face. You look at a guy like that, and it just screams, I have sex with children. You can't, if you look like that, everybody already knows you have sex with kids. Well, when Trump decided to make him the nominee for the attorney general, he then withdrew his own name. And he was like, yeah, I don't, you know, I mean, because people don't like me, I don't want them dragging, I don't want them slowing down this administration. So now at that time, there was also a congressional investigation, which those things take time, I guess. They have to run out the ground balls. They have to interview people, find out if there's ethics problems. Now, I don't know why it isn't that a House ethics investigation cannot lead to a criminal investigation. Maybe it can. I don't know. And I don't know much about this. All I know is that everybody said that this guy's a fucking pedophile and traffics kids and has sex with kids. Well, that House Ethics Committee has come out and said, yeah, that's true. That's what we found out. The House Ethics Committee has found the evidence that former representative, because he stepped down, he got away from politics, Matt Gaetz, paid tens of thousands of dollars to women for sex or drugs on at least 20 occasions, including paying a 17-year-old girl for sex in 2017, according to a final draft of the panel's report on the Florida Republican obtained by CNN. Now, I will say this. When it comes to the sex work industry, you know, like if you go to like Las Vegas and go to a brothel, the regulated sex industry, that's totally like legitimate work. But I don't think the way that he was doing it, I think you run the risk of contributing to like human trafficking. If you just do it, it's kind of like, before pot was illegal, getting your pot illegally. Or if, you know, if you wanted to get some heroin, you contributing to the drug problem by buying your heroin illegally, shit like that. It's the same thing for the sex industry. And then the idea of paying a 17-year-old girl for sex. Oof. The committee concluded in its bombshell document that Gaetz violated Florida state laws, including the statutory rape law. This is a GOP-led panel. So they have the opportunity to protect their own. They're not. They're taking the rare step of releasing a report about a former member who resigned from Congress. So he's not even in Congress, and they're still saying, yeah, this guy's fucked up. Look at him. The committee determined there is substantial evidence that Gaetz violated House rules and other standards of conduct prohibiting prostitution, statutory rape, illicit drug use, impermissible gifts, special favors or privileges, and obstruction of Congress. He often made transactions via PayPal or Venmo to more than a dozen women during his time in Congress, according to the report. Investigators also focused on a 2018 trip to the Bahamas where they said violated the house gift rule. I don't give a shit about that. During which he engaged, actually I do, in sexual activity with multiple women, including one who described the trip itself as the payment for sex on the trip. On the same trip, he also took ecstasy. One woman on the trip told the committee. This is quite a long story. I don't want to sit here and read it to you word for word, so I will include it in the show notes as a link. I haven't had time to read it word for word. I will read word for word, but I always like to jump off of it or have it in my own words. But I don't know why, if you're Matt Gaetz, you know, you're a young and, you know, up and coming political newcomer, and you can do whatever you want. I mean, we live in a day and an age where even the most grisly of people can get tons of pussy. And he's got money, he's got fame, he's got power, he's young. I don't want to say he's good looking. I think he looks like a rapist, but there are people that would find Matt Gaetz attractive, both women and men. Why do you have to go and pay chicks for sex? God damn it. Well, that's the end of Matt Gaetz. I don't think he'll be turning that one around anytime soon. That's why Matt Gaetz said to Trump, "No, you don't want to nominate me, you asshole. I'm into kids." God, that's fucked up. One more note. I'm not sure about there being a big fraud Thursday, Wednesday or Thursday. It's definitely not Wednesday. It's Christmas. I don't want to even suggest that to Ben. I'm down, but I think I'm just going to, I'll ask him. I'll see what he wants to do. If you want to do a show, a post-Christmas show, we can do a post-Christmas show. I mean, I'm doing it all this week because I actually have not nearly as busy of a week because Pooh Bear is here. When Pooh Bear is here, it makes everything easier. For Slav, I'm slowly going to get you caught up to speed as to what you've gotten yourself into. Actually, you're not here right now. You probably called it a night. I don't even know what time it is in Tasmania. What is the date and time in Tasmania? It is Christmas Eve, 5:35 a.m. in Tasmania right now. Isn't that something? So they're like 20 hours ahead. Right? I think so. Slav down under is probably not here right now. And Kenny is also not here, so we know what's going on. I mean, come on now. Clearly these two are hitting it off. Chris says, we'd obviously love it easy, but no stress if you guys spend time resting. Linda says, you deserve a break. Take the time off. Tyler says, I would love post-Christmas content while I recover from surgery. I'm not aware of this. I'm sorry to hear that. If you feel like you want to tell it. If not, I wish you luck. Okay. Before we wrap this up, he says, they're just taking out my gallbladder. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's okay. Should be a nice, easy recovery. You get babied, pampered, nothing to do but lay there. I like it. Hopefully everything goes off as planned. I'm sure it will. May it be an uneventful time. And may you just breeze right through the recovery. Thank you to Werner Roofing, by the way. Actually, I take it back. Let me talk about Kuiper Tree Care, who they just, their marketing is set to expire in January, and they just renewed again. So thank you. If you need any trees pruned, if you need trees removed, they can do it. Reach out to them, 616-828-8225. The trusted source for tree removal, pruning, stump grinding, storm damage cleanup, tree risk assessment. They do it all, K-U-I-P-E-R, KuiperTreeCare.com. Their phone number is 616-828-8225. That is 616-828-8225 for Kuiper Tree Care. They ripped down the trees at the EZ House. Werner Roofing put the roof on that the trees that Kuiper Tree Care ripped down ruined. W-E-R-N-E-R. W-E-R-N-E-R. I think I said that weird the first time. I'm like slurring my words here. WernerRoofing.com. 616-844-5382. Siding, gutters, roofs, metal roofs, they do it all. You can find them online if you are in West Michigan, WERNERRoofing.com. Counting down the days till Joe Martinez and A&E Heating and Cooling take their first break on the podcast in 6 years. Joe's going through treatment right now. He said, hey, we're going to put it on the shelf for a little bit. And I said, that is fine. You're still my guy. 616-516-8579. They will be back on the podcast. He still will be part of the show, raising hell and saying shitty things about the Lions because he's such a dick. But nevertheless, I still want you to think about A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579. If you need a new furnace, AC, maybe your furnace needs work. There's something wrong with it. You need an after-hour service call, 616-516-8579 for A&E Heating and Cooling. Who did we say was the asshole of the day? Was it poor people? Is it poor people or Pellerito? Nate was the asshole of the day, brought to you by TC Paintball 2 days in a row. So are we going to go with the poor people who were assholes at the great food giveaway? Not all of them, just some of them. Or are we going with Stalkerito? Linda says poor people who complain about free food. But I know deep down you want it to be Pellerito. All right, this is a long one. Next year, we're going to put up a sign that says one box per car. Amy says, yes, poor people who yelled at sweet baby angel. Sweet baby angel Megan. And she, you're right. She is a sweet baby angel. Poor people who bitch about free food. This is the only podcast where we can raise money and give shit away to poor people and then say fuck off to the poor people who act like assholes. That just happened. How fantastic is that? Ladies and gentlemen, that is my time. The podcast is done for the day, except the Patreon. I'll talk to you then, and I'll share with you Stalkerito's stupid video that he posted. Fucking dummy. That will be a little bit later on. Thank you, folks. Have a good one. Bye-bye. Oh, by the way, one more thing. I am going to be here tomorrow at 8 a.m. I will do an 8 a.m. show tomorrow. Just wanted you to know that in case you weren't paying attention earlier. We'll be right back.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.